what jail is like. You are now exploring the full dimensions of prison sound. Super stereophonic incarceration. Side 2. WAFT Champagne 90.1 FM is the frequency. What jail is like live on tape this week, this lovely Halloween weekend. Hope you're enjoying it. Stick around a little while. And thanks once again to Amanda Ambient Girl for couriering the tape.
Speaking of which, I mean, you say thanks, and yeah, she's doing, we really appreciate it, but gee, she just got up to go to the kitchen, you know, and she's supposed to be here babysitting us, and then Eric disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard the basement door click open.
Uh-oh.
And you know, Amanda said that we're not supposed to go in the basement.
Oh, if Eric goes down there, Mom's going to be mad.
She's going to be real mad. Mom doesn't even go down there, neither does Dad. That's why, you know, he put that lock on it. But apparently Eric must have found the key up in his underwear drawer.
Ooh, Eric, yeah, Eric's always doing that. Mom's going to be mad at Amanda.
Amanda's making the macaroni and cheese right now. When she gets back, she's not going to be happy.
Uh-huh.
So should we just hope that Eric makes it back alive, or?
I don't think he's going to. And even if he does, he's going to be in trouble. So let's take his candy.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Public service announcements. Very important stuff that goes on here on What Jail Is Like, because there is a lot of time during the week when What Jail Is Like is not broadcast. Tons of time. Tons of hours.
Seriously. It's, in fact, more hours than we spend actually broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, if you do the math, it works out like that. I know it doesn't seem like that logic, right. You know, intuitively sort of
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure.
But public service announcements, some dates, some times, some events to give you something to do to fill the gnawing empty void for when the shredded wheat's all gone, the videos are checked out, what jail's like is not on the air, you're out of Kleenex.
Seriously.
A little something to do and a little something to think about it. Super happy fun time, public service announcements. You just kind of have to imagine Eric's part in there, because he's gone. He's in the basement. He's going to be in a lot of trouble when Mom gets home. But he wasn't there to supply his.
Yeah, and he made me look like a fool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, empty seat where Eric should be.
Yeah, why don't you take all of his Snickers?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
That makes it up. Oh, by the way, songs we played over the course of the last break started. The first of the two was from the new Stereolab album. It's called Cobra and Phases Group.
Ooh, Cobra. What a cool name.
Yeah, I know. You got both Cobra and you got Phases.
Awesome.
Nice. Played track 4, Blips, Drips, and Strips.
The Cobra and Phases Group is the name of the album?
Yeah.
That's dope as hell.
I know. And hell's pretty dope.
Seriously, mad props to Stereolab.
Yes. And the second song we played was Ash. It's a song they recorded a couple years ago for the movie Lifeless Ordinary, which I absolutely love, and then was included on their latest album, Nuclear Sounds, which is available in the States.
Wait, you love the movie or the song?
The movie. And I love the song, too. Okay. The album, I definitely would not rate it anywhere near as highly as their debut album, 1977. I found this one kind of disappointing, but, tolerable.
Really?
Overall. Yeah. I'm not going to go find them and kick them hard.
Yeah. A valid review.
Yeah. Thank you.
We don't do that enough, I don't think. I think we just randomly, you know, play music that, you know, and people assume that we like it, but we really don't put it in any kind of context for ourselves or...
Yeah, that's true. People are probably really, like, really confused when we were playing Ricky Martin last week.
Seriously.
But, I mean, you know, we were just, you know, just playing the statistical probability, you know, mm-hmm. The, like, statistical likelihood was that Ricky Martin was going to appear at that moment in time.
Right. But people would kind of maybe write that off as, oh, my gosh, I guess they like Ricky Martin a lot.
Boy, I hope nobody thought that.
Huh. Well, don't call us in if you think that.
Yep.
About What's Underneath, Joe Good, performance installation, now through November 7th, 1999. Artist Joe Good will visit the Urbana-Champaign campus as a Miller Endowment visiting scholar during October for installation performance of his piece, entitled About What's Underneath at the Krennert Art Museum. Wow, the Miller Endowment visiting scholar. That's just got a lot of really implications to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's sponsored by a beer company. Mm-hmm. And it's a Miller Endowment Company, so it's like beer and schlongs. It's basically what Joe Good is on campus for.
I want that letterhead. I want to be able to write letters with that letterhead.
But with a name like Joe Good, it doesn't seem like you can go wrong.
No, you really can't.
Good's piece will provide a thoughtful contrast to the Wunderkammer exhibition in the West Gallery, which is not sponsored by the Miller Endowment Visiting Scholar Program.
No.
Instead of abundance and stimulation, Good's work will pursue tranquil simplicity. Instead of the wonder of the man-made and natural world around us, its subject will be the relatively uncharted world of consciousness and perception and huge throbbing schlongs.
Can you really pursue tranquility and peace?
I don't know. It's something that just kind of, you have to, you know, it just comes to you.
Right. You just walk there. You're walking along the street. You find it. You pick it up. Because it's not very tranquil if you have to chase it.
It's true. And it's not very simple if there's a high-speed car chase involved.
No. But it may be good.
Listen to the man. His name is Good, for Christ's sake.
I know.
And he's sponsored by the Miller Endowment Visiting Scholar Program. Ah, Wunderkammer.
Oh, the Wunderkammer. Don't get me started.
really makes the Wunderkammer exhibition look like crap in comparison, I think is what they're trying to say.
Yeah, whereas currently it looks fantastic. December 3rd, 4th, or 5th. Candles over the Prairie Grove. Celebrate the holiday season with free hot chocolate, live musical entertainment, a hike along the Busey Woods Trail, and hot air balloon luminaria. That's a totally new word to me. The luminaria.
That's completely made up.
Yeah, I like Laroquitian better personally.
Yeah.
7:30 p.m. Sometimes to 7:30 p.m. The date is dependent on the weather, so call 384-4062 to find out when the candles will be on. This is the Candles Over the Prairie Grove. So if you haven't engaged in a mass hallucination with the rest of your community recently, I really suggest that you do that. There's really nothing that brings a community together that more so than gathering together in a large field and hallucinating that there are giant candles floating above you.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, geez. All right, please announce October 31st, which is today, through November 12th.
Okay, we will. No problem.
All right, sweet. Got that covered. Yeah. You got anything?
All right, we'll see.
Bowling and Pizza Benefit. Outpost, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community center of Champaign County, invites you to a night of crazy bowling and pizza Saturday, November 13th, beginning at 9 p.m., at GT's Western Bowl, 917 Francis Drive in Champaign.
They've really got that in the right order. If you had, like, you know, crazy pizza and bowling, you know, like really stern, stoic people bowling solemnly, and the pizza's, you know.
My question is, I wonder if they're planning on storming GT's Western Bowl or if they actually have it, like, planned out ahead of time.
It'd be real trouble if that was league night.
Yeah, so we're all meeting at GT's at 9 o'clock. Or if, you know, they maybe talk to the guy in charge ahead of time. Well, we can only hope. Either way would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets include 3 games of bowling, bowling shoes, pizza, and a chance at a prize drawing. You get a chance at the drawing.
A chance to have a chance.
And there's a drawing to actually find people that make it into the drawing, and then there's a drawing for the prize.
What a horribly depressing world we live in.
That's Crazy Benefit Bowling Saturday, November 13th at 9 p.m. at GT's Western Bowl. Meet in the parking lot. 917 Francis Drive in Champaign. All proceeds benefit Outpost, the only gay community center in Champaign County. For more information, please call Outpost at 239-4688.
Let's find out exactly what crazy bowling is. Because, now you know, the more I think about it, like, crazy people bowling, I'm not sure I'm cool with that.
I don't know. Big, heavy balls can be pretty damaging on a windshield.
Mm-hmm. Christian women throughout Champaign-Urbana will gather on Friday, November 5th at 9:30 a.m., which is really early in the morning, at Bethel AME Church, 401 East Park Avenue in Champaign, in observance of the 1999 World Community Day service. World Community Day. Is there any more vague holiday in the history of humankind? National People Hour.
The next National Celebration Day.
The worship service will be sponsored by Church Women United of Champaign-Urbana. I was glad that the Church Women got united.
It's about time they got their stuff together.
Church women united, or church women divided amongst themselves. Yeah.
Well, they've been separated in different warring factions for the last couple centuries. Exactly.
You know, should it be a brownies bake sale or a cookies bake sale?
Hold up in basements with stockpiling ammunition.
Big trouble. Expanding the theme of divine love introduced earlier this year in the World Day of Prayer. So they introduced that this year?
Yeah.
That's when that came about?
Yeah.
Wow.
They just figured, hey, you know, we should really not fight amongst ourselves. We have bigger causes to tackle.
Nice. And the May Friendship Day services, which is another really great one. Friendship Day.
As opposed to the other 364.
I really think that's what, greeting card companies are doing, is moving us towards, more and totally vague holidays.
More vague, that's right.
Yeah, just, you know.
Sweetest day.
Eventually we're going to have, you know, generally positive feeling day.
so-so day.
Yeah.
Buy a card.
World Community Day will provide participants with an opportunity to experience God's love anew through the laughter, tears, joy, and pain of daily living. Why do we have to include the pain part?
I don't know why we have to experience God's love through the pain.
Yeah, can we really corral the pain and, get it concentrated in there?
That, and it just sounds like a big catch-all, you know, kind of clause. The pain's part of it, too.
Yeah.
That's why you're homeless with, you know, an axe in your forehead.
Oh, those poor white suburbanite mothers who live in subdivisions. Mm. The pain.
Foolproof theories.
I hope they don't, actually ship the pain to the wrong places. You know, these people don't wind up with, spar anything's pain.
Seriously.
You know? Can you imagine this? Just this entire church full of church women,
stealing each other's bikes.
got the shakes. Oh, dear. Biblical references to the nature of a God who weeps and laughs with us. And of Jesus, who shares our humanity with us, which is really rather nice of Jesus to share our humanity with us.
It is very nice.
I mean, you know, what are we going to do without it? I mean, frankly, if he was a really nice guy, he'd just let us have our humanity. You know, not make us ask. Are lifted up in this unique and exciting service, led and enhanced by mimes.
Wait, you're not making that up?
I'm not making that up. That's the sentence.
That's awesome. That's one of the beauties of doing a PSA.
Yes.
So you just come like a hidden gem towards the end that you didn't even get to.
Oh, wow. Mimes. God, mimes.
Mm. Wow, it's too built in a joke to even elaborate upon.
National Mime Day. In addition to Bethel AME Church, other host churches are First Presbyterian Church, Champaign, Holy Cross Catholic Church, Champaign, and First Mennonite Church, Urbana. Mennonites. Anyway. There will be a coffee fellowship time. Coffee fellowship. As people arrive at
coffee fellowship day.
Glad that the coffee got united too. At 9:30 a.m. and the worship will begin at 10 a.m. Child care is provided for children age 5 and under. Presumably they won't let the children go into the basement.
No, I would hope not. I
haven't seen Eric.
I haven't.
I guess it's safe to eat his Butterfingers too. There's plenty of parking available at the church. Boom.
Blah. Voices in the Wilderness is a peace and justice group formed in 1996 to make periodic trips to Iraq to bring medical supplies.
They don't really tell what the Iraqis, when they're going to show up. Mm-mm. You know, it's periodic.
Anytime. 3 a.m. Voices is also a campaign to end UN-US economic sanctions against the people of Iraq. UNICEF has reported that 500,000 Iraqi children have died since the Gulf War as a direct result of our policy.
Wow.
Further information about Voices in the Wilderness can be accessed at the website www.nonviolence.org/VITW. Also, if you get the time and you're interested in more local kind of things, you can join Creepy Old Dudes in the Wilderness, which they're not at all concerned with peace and justice, and they're just concerned about child pornography.
Oh, wow. Do they have a website?
Yeah.
There's the setup. Here comes the punchline.
www.childpornographyforcreepyolddudesinthewilderness.com /CODITW.
All right. Nice. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Those are some public service announcements. Woo! Woo for us.
Woo for us.
Woo for us is in a... an Asian man named Wu for us.
He's all ours.
Yes. He's a great guy.
Right after this show, man.
I love him.
We hit Jupiter's.
Yes. Wu. Wu. All right. That is about all for another episode of What Jail Is Like. So come on down to the station. We're divvying up Eric's candy because he had to go.
He's a lost cause.
Yes, he's a lost cause.
And Amanda, you're fired. You're not getting your $4.35 an hour.
Right. Eric's in the basement. He's probably going to like put his finger in the electric socket or something.
That's right.
Yeah, Mom's going to be mad. But thank you very much for listening. We will be back live, performing the show live, not just putting it live onto a tape. Actually performing the show live next week. But WAFT is a good place to be all year round. So stick around. Some word jazz coming up next. Maybe a little music after that. And the chant show at midnight. Thank you, everyone. Say goodnight, Matt.
Goodnight.